Welcome back, champions, to episode 33 of Chat with the Hat. I'm your host, Dave, and this is my millennial host, Rowan. How you going, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate. Good to be back again. It's only been a couple of weeks this time, so had a fair bit to talk about though over the last weekend, especially. So it's gonna be a good episode, short one, but a good episode.
Yes, because I've got things to do tonight. Going out with a well-noted celebrity around the circuit, so I'm going to go out and catch up for some dinner with everyone's favourite uncle. So let's get straight into it, buddy. So moving on to the weekend's racing that we just had, which was round one of the Shannon Speed Series down in Tasmania at Simmons Plains. I went down there all ready to go because, you know, we had five awesome categories down there. And I was all ready to watch some TCRs and some Trans Ams and, you know, the XLs and the Tin Tops and the sports sedans. I thought, yeah, whatever, they're cool. But I was there for the Trans Am and TCRs. But holy moly, dude, all five categories were off the chain. It was some of the coolest racing I've seen in a while. Smallish fields, but they made up for it with enthusiasm and some crazy racing.
Oh, it was awesome. Like, as you said, every category, it was just, there was bumper to bumper, wheel to wheel racing in just about every category, every race as well. I don't think there was a completely boring race over the entire weekend. So it was awesome to see. And anyone that wants to tell me that that XL racing's boring can go shove it where the sun don't shine, because those cars might not be quick, mate, but god damn, they could race.
Literally, go to YouTube and watch the races from there. They had five races down there, the XLs. I thought, my god, here we go, they're just padding the whole thing out with XLs, who cares? But man, we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, that was the racing of the round for me as far as racecraft and racing was going. There was a block of four or five of them at the front for the entire time, side by side, bumper to bumper. Couldn't even get a cigarette paper down. They were literally pushing on each other's bumpers as if they were glued together. It was, and nobody binned it, nobody got punted. So It was
amazing.
Awesome.
And considering the like, you know, age of some of the competitors in those fields as well, like, they're not professional race car drivers. They're all, you know, amateurs that are just going out there to have a bit of fun. Like, those guys, you know, better than, well, you know, Super 2. You know, you look at Super 2, which are meant to be the second tier category in Australia, and those guys can't race like that for the life of them. But put these young lads in a couple of XLs, and my god, the actual racecraft that they show is amazing. Just racing that close to each other and not knocking each other off the track. It's so cool to watch.
Well, seeing as we're already sort of neck deep into the XLs, we might as well do that little spot just now. So what we're talking about is the top five guys were Bennett, Wickham, Jackson Shaw, Lockie Dalton, and William Twining. They were the five of them. Now, Oliver Wickham is 14 years old. He's come straight up from go-karts, and he's having a go now. He's got himself a roof and zooming around in an XL, and his mum and his dad and his cousins and the whole cheer squad were on the top of the pit lane, and you could hear them from the other side of the circuit. They were barracking hard, which is just awesome to see. And he was right in the thick of it with these other guys, and Bennett won the championship last year, and he was on pole, and he's been around a lot longer. He's not a young kid. But Lockie was pushing him and Jackson Shaw and Lockie Dalton the whole way through. They were swapping positions all races. And he got his first win on the Saturday race three, the last race of the day. Now, yeah, like you said, with the Super 2s, when the guys are sending it and binning it, they've got basically Gen 2 supercars underneath their foot. So they've got to control that engine. The fact that these things don't have that might be their saving grace.
Does make it a little bit easier. Yeah, it definitely does. But even but still, it doesn't matter how fast you go. And you hit someone at 120 k's an hour in the wrong spot, and they're going off the track still.
Yeah,
but,
true. 100%. Yeah. And we had side-by-side races for the whole lap. Like, these two were literally trying to work out which is my corner, and they went, well, we're sharing it so far. Even the hairpin came around the hairpin side-by-side all the way back up five at the King, still side-by-side. It was.
We'll say in Super 2's defense as well, XLs are also front-wheel drive and a slightly shorter wheelbase. So, you know, they're a little bit easier to keep straight than a supercar as well. So
yeah, and you can't do anything to the motors. You just go and buy a wrecker's motor, you know. You buy a motor, you stick it in the car and you race. You know, it's cheap, and that's the whole point of it. It's learning how to race, not the biggest budget wins. Even though people are now spending money on XLs, and it's not like a $30,000 category anymore, More like your $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for the top of your line
Still,
XLs out there.
pretty cheap, all things considered.
100%. So when I got down there and I went out on the Friday to the track, caught up with Jackson Rice in the Dream Racing Academy Mustang down there, sponsored by Mud Tamer. Thank you very much, Mud Tamer, for my drive day at Bathurst last year. Hung out with Jackson for the day. He was getting himself sorted out. We're doing quali, bit of racing on the Friday. I think it was just quali. That was all cool and awesome and stuff because I got there about lunchtime, so I only saw a couple of sessions in the arvo, practice and quali. Go to the pub later that night with our favourite flaggy. You know, remember Chris Shear?
I think I've been here before, yeah.
He did the potty with us last year, explaining how flags
That's
work
right,
and
yeah.
flag marshals and stuff. So Chris was in the Rapunzel's Tower this weekend. He was the flaggy communicator in race control, so he wasn't on the ground. He was high and mighty up in the tower. So we went out for dinner and some drinks on Friday night, and as is the standard catch cry at racing all over Australia, they're short on marshals. And he said to me, "How did I go with my accreditation?" Because last year I said I applied for being a marshal, and MA hadn't finalised it still, and I wasn't chasing him up at the end of the year because I wanted to go racing instead of work at racing at Bathurst and Adelaide and stuff. So I said, "Mate, I haven't heard back. Still waiting." So he got a hold of whoever needed to get a hold of at MA and got me accredited, got me done on Friday night. This is about 9 o'clock on Friday night. I'm now accredited, and I said, "So what goes on now?" And he said, "Well, you come to the track with us in the morning. We've got to be there at 7 o'clock." I went, "That's rude." The track doesn't open until like 9:30 or something. First race isn't until like 9:35 or something. I'm going, "Mate, okay, 7 a.m., whatever." And he said, "Do you have a whistle?" I said, "Why would I have a whistle? Like, I wasn't even here to be a marshal. Like, I don't have a whistle." I said, "I'm not going to get a whistle at 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday at Lonnie." He said, "Yeah, Kmart's open 24/7. I went, "Okie dokie." So I'm off to Kmart, bought my own whistle, woohoo, and I'm now a pit lane whistler.
Nice.
I've now cut my teeth. I've done my debut and spent the weekend standing on pit lane, blowing my pee out of my whistle as any car was moving down the lane, and also had to do the grid start flags. You'll see the marshals on the side of the pit wall. At the start of the
Yeah.
grid, and if somebody stalls or doesn't get away, that's when they throw the yellow out to let everybody know we've got a stalled car. So that was also the other job I had to do for a couple of the
Nice.
races. Most of the races were rolling starts, so we didn't have to worry about that. But it was stuff like the XLs and the
TCR.
TCRs. So I'm now an official, and I have my official shirt on. This is my Race Tasmania. Sorry, this is actually my Speed Series shirt. They don't have one per round, so this is if I go to all the other rounds this year and I want to be a marshal, this is my shirt that I'll be wearing. But I'm not allowed to wear my hat, fortunately. I tried.
I
They weren't going to let me
figured they
walk.
must have told you off for that one because I saw the pics. So when he's got a different hat on, I said they must have told him he couldn't wear his. So
Yeah, that's the uniform hat. That was the Race Tasmania hat. Because it's broadcast on 7+ and TV now, yeah, we've all got to be in uniform. So there's no chance even sticking my hat over the top of their hat on top of my hat. But
no
no. Sorry,
go,
Dave.
bugger.
So couldn't win that one. So that's cool. So yes, I'm a flaggy and I met some really cool people, some very, very cool people, some very experienced people that are also in racing different categories themselves, as well as help out as volunteering. So I'm going to do more of this. And I've been invited to also go to Targa Tassie and join one of the marshal crews for a segment down
Yeah, nice.
in Tassie, if that comes back, you know, because they're still sorting it all out with the
Was going to say, yeah, what's
insurance.
happening with that? So, yeah,
Well, you
so,
know, we don't know, but
yeah.
it's there. Everyone's working towards the premise that it's coming back. So
Yeah.
when it does come back, I've been invited to come down and marshal up, which will be
Nice.
bloody cool. I'm standing behind the trees, though. I'll give you the tip.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So yeah, welcome to the Grassfire 500 down in Tassie. again?
As usual, wouldn't be Tassie without 3 or 7 grass fires. So,
I know, I know. And the first ones that we had, there was a bit of a mix-up, bit of a cock-up. They had the fire truck there with the water tanker and the pump, and they checked the pump, and all of that was all happy days. But then somebody went and rechecked it, or messed with it, or poked it, or did something. So when they needed to use it, it wouldn't prime, it wouldn't start. So
oh,
they've got
no.
this grassy kicking off around the corner, and there's no water. There's no one's
Oh,
got
no.
water. So they're putting it out with foam.
Just get out and blow on
Pretty much. That's what was happening.
it.
And so they just grabbed whatever they could grab and just, like, whacked it out. But we're going, dude, seriously, where's all the water? We had water, but we couldn't get the water out of the truck. So
Love it.
moral of the story is, when you get it set up and ready to go in the morning, don't go back and
Don't
keep poking with it. Like, whoever that
touch it.
was, I don't know who it was, but I'm pretty sure they'll find out who it was, and there's someone getting a re-education, I think.
What's the age-old saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, yeah.
But other than that, for the rest of the grass fire, I think there's another half a dozen for the oh, speaking of which, there's a nifty little strategy. When you spin out in a Trans Am at turn six and you're in the grass over there, don't leave too early, because you're already well out. So you just wait, start a grass fire, and then drive off,
Get
because
the
there's
safety
going to be a
car.
safety car, and then you can get back up. Literally
That's
heard one
great.
of the drivers go, "Yeah, I was just waiting for the grassy to start before I took off."
Oh, that's brilliant.
Racecraft, you see,
I mean,
that's right.
makes sense, doesn't it? You know,
Yeah, well, they're
that's
going
what.
to call a safety car. If I get out too quick, I'm just a long way behind everybody.
Well, that's it. It's a strategy in NASCAR. If you're not doing too well, just keep up the top of the track and go slow. They're going to pull a caution. So, you know, it's a strategy in a lot of racing around the world. So why not use
Well, we do know,
it?
yeah, Tassie's good for a grass fire, which I still don't understand why they don't black out the track for 6 feet around the circuit. And then everybody said the same answer to me, because I asked everybody, and they all said that, well, it's a TV, it looks ugly on television. Simple as that. I'm going,
It's
well,
a
yeah, you could
Brown
black it out and spray paint.
grass doesn't look that great either, yeah. So, you know.
Well, it just looks like grass, and it's fine until it's black now, because there's a fire spot all over it. Like last year, turn one, there was a massive grassy there on the inside of turn one.
Every
Every
year.
year. Yeah, so that was it.
Probably.
So that was it for my officialing stuff. I don't have a great deal more to say, apart from my feet got very, very sore standing in the one spot for all day.
Can imagine. And how'd you go being someone that doesn't like to not move, standing in the one spot all day? That was my thought process. I was waiting to just see you on television, like exploding or dancing or something like that in the pit lane because you weren't able to walk around and move for the day.
I
So.
did get plenty of little breaks, and we were able to, like, move around up and down the lane. Oh, that's the coolest part about being a marshal. This shirt means I can go anywhere, literally anywhere. Oh, yeah, I'm on a lane and there's a race and it's green. Who cares? Woohoo! As long as I'm not standing on the wall. Like, we're standing on the wall for the whistleblowing, but not for the start. The hardest part for me was not being allowed to pull my phone out of my pocket and take photos of everything.
Yeah, I can
That was a bit that was
imagine.
killing me, because of the social media policy. I'm not allowed to take photos while I'm working. But you can
While
take
marshalling.
photos, but you can't post photos, like, while you're working. Like, you're not sitting there on Facebook all day. You're there to do a job. So between sessions and stuff like that, when there's nothing on track, yeah, happy days. You want to go take a photo of a car in a pit, no dramas whatsoever. But you just got to be ready at your station, and you're there to do a job. So,
Well, same with any job, really.
yeah, well, that was the bit that sort of I had to get used to, because that's not the way I normally consume my motorsport. I'm normally running around, talking to people, talking to teams, having a look at what's happening, finding out what's. Oh, by the way, I found out lots of stuff. I still talked to lots of people, found out lots of stuff, which we may as well move straight into with the TCR, because this is where all hell broke loose.
Well, that was a quite interesting one for the weekend. The racing was well, the race three was good after all the
Mental. That was awesome.
controversy. But let's talk about the controversy before we talk about the race, because that's the big story.
Yeah. So by now everybody will know that Tony Dell'Alberto did not take the start line. He took the grid for the formation lap after the grid walk, and then he came around and pulled straight into the pits and did not compete in race three, the last race of the weekend on Sunday, as a protest he was making, because what had happened with the stewards annulled the points. They zeroed out the points for race one, which was on Saturday, because it only went for 10 laps. It was supposed to go for 30. It didn't make 50% of the race distance. So the
I think it was
Sunday
actually a bit of a
morning.
shorter race on Saturday. I think Saturday's race was only 22 laps or 21 laps because it's a shorter race on the Saturday. So
Oh, I thought they were all 30, 30, 30.
I think the first race on Saturday is a little bit shorter, I think. I think
Well,
there were only tw was 20 something laps, but they still didn't get 50%,
if it
so
was
that's yeah.
20 something laps, so say, I
Yeah.
mean, we're talking 50, 52 second laps.
Yeah.
Like we're talking a minute a lap here. So
Yeah.
it's short circuit. And so if they shortened it by 7 or 8 minutes, so be it. Like 6 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever they shortened it to 20 something, they didn't make 50%. So they weren't sure what was going to happen, because that on race one, on the opening lap, Ryan Kasher binned it, and that caused
Ring
a
Binned,
safety.
he got pushed into the wall. He was
Well,
it was
yeah, crashed out. They hadn't even made it to turn four yet at the hairpin, and they red flagged the race because they had to go do the cleanup. And Brad Harris had also shot off into short time after into the hairpin himself and beached it. So they red flagged the circuit. All the cars come back as normal, all in a line on the main straight. Happy days. We're waiting for a safety car restart. That's what we were told was going to happen. That's what all the comms were from the tower. We're doing a safety car restart. The track's now cleared up. Happy days. Let's go racing. Then they changed their mind at the end, like last minute. We're about to like launch the cars, and they said, no, we're going for a full race restart. That means you go around, circulate, you have to form the grid up again, and then you do a formation lap, and then you go lights out. And that chewed up a bunch of time because we're running out of time anyway. So then we were told it's now time certain, which we already knew, and it was became a 12-minute race. And the race went for 11 minutes and 45 seconds, and they did 10 laps. They were told that they got full points. So on the Sunday morning, they come to the track. Stewards have said, yeah, we're awarding full points for the race. Everyone's gone, okay, move on. So we go to race two, which is the reverse grid. And that's decided by the top 10 of the race one. So we have race two on Saturday, first race of the day, happy days, everybody races. And then on race three, which is the last one, the combined points for race one and two are how you discern the grid for race three. Tony D'Alberto did all he had to do just to make sure he had pole. He didn't have to win race two. He just had to be far enough up in the finishing position to combine with his win, and he's got pole position for this afternoon's race. And that's what he did. And that's what everybody did. That's the strategy that they employed. They already knew that we got full points for this. So we work out where we need to be on race two for the reverse grid, and that'll sort out where we're at for race three. We've all got a strategy. We know what we're doing. So that's cool. And just before race three, Gary Rogers Motorsport, GRM, put a protest in. It was actually Bhagwana, put the protest in saying that the points for race one should be cancelled because we didn't make 50% race distance. Stewards heard that, went, oh yeah, pulled all the books out. There's nothing in the TCR manual that says what we should be doing about not meeting 50% distance. So they refer back to the Motorsport Australia standing regs, which said if you don't make 50%, 0 points. Between 50 and 75% of the race, you get half points. 75% or over, you get full points. So they just referred back to the Motorsport Australia guide, which fills in the blanks for when the categories don't have a rule to cover a situation, cancel all the points. Everybody loses their mind. All the teams are now in an uproar because they're using the qualifying points and race two's positioning to sort out the grid for race three. So everybody's now out of whack. Everybody expects to be like in P here, and now they're in P there. Everybody, some people got promoted up, some people went backwards. Tony went from sitting on pole to position seven for race three. So he's cracked it. And that's why.
Rightfully
And then.
so.
And the other teams had all marched down. It looked like something out of the OK Corral. They're all walking in a line, side by side, all marching in lockstep down to race control after race two to sort this out, to then say, no, you said we got points for one. You can't change your mind halfway through because you've just ruined everybody's strategy for race three because we just raced race two in good faith. But race two should not have happened in that order
Exactly. And
because
that's
race one didn't count.
like that's where I find the issue with it is it's not that they took the points away. It's that they had ample opportunity. Race one was raced at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So that was finished by 3:45, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The race two was
Oh,
what,
before then.
1 o'clock or one o'clock or something like that on Saturday afternoon. So they've had over 12 hours or over half a day to say these points aren't there. If a race decision is going to be made, it needs to be made before the next race of the weekend, especially when it's a reverse grid race, that the points are determined for the next race. Like that's the decision. I don't blame any of the teams for being completely and utterly pissed off about it because it's just an absolutely piss poor move from TCR and everything like that to wait until after a race that's been determined to make a decision like that. So,
I don't think this was TCR. This was the stewards. And the stewards are looking after every category. TCR don't have their own stewards.
yeah, all right.
So it's the steward. You're right. It's just to be accurate, though, it's the stewards who are managing all five categories. We don't have individual
Okay.
stewards that do different.
All right. So it's not TCR that made the, yeah, all right, cool.
No,
Yep.
it's basically Motorsport Australia.
Yeah.
And they did make a decision and they decided at 8:40 on the Sunday morning, yep, you're going to get your full points. And that was
Yeah.
given out. So everybody knew what was happening. So then they
Yeah.
race two as if they should have. And then
Yeah.
after race two, then they got points for race one
So,
cancelled.
and the protest that was lodged, because I don't know this at the moment, the protest that was lodged by GRM and Ben Bhagwana, was that lodged before or after race two? Do you know? After.
After.
See, that's, and to be honest with you, I honestly think, because they would have known that there was, I think that's a bit sneaky from GRM as well, because I think they would have known if they lodged it beforehand, it could have had implications to change things around as well. So I reckon they've intentionally lodged that after the second race as well.
Just to see how the results ended
Sounds
up
like
and
it.
where you ended up, where
Yeah.
Ben ended up.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't Ben that
Exactly.
put the
Yeah.
protest up, it was his old
No,
manager.
but I think GRM, yeah, but I think that's an intentional sneaky from them to wait until after the second race to do it, because if they had have got good points in that one, they might have gone, well, we're not going to worry about it, but they haven't. They've
Correct.
waited till afterwards and then done it, which
And when we
is,
weren't happy with where we finished, so let's go and
yeah,
try and take one away. And
that's a little sneaky.
which is technically correct. I mean the technically it's correct. It's just the timing is all screwed up.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
race two's grid wouldn't have even been the way that what race two's grid was because they would have used
No,
the quali time
exactly. Yeah.
from the Friday.
Yeah, it would have been totally different. It's a massive stuff up.
I
Like
think
it's
Saturday.
a,
Sorry. Yeah, for the quali. They would have used
yeah, from
quali. So the
Saturday.
race two's grid was out of whack to begin with.
Yeah.
And now race three's grid is completely out of whack. No one knows where anybody's pulling
Yeah.
into because it's all happened at the last minute, which is why the third race was late. It was 5 minutes late. Everyone's waiting
Yeah.
because the teams are still up with the stewards. They're still literally standing in the stewards room upstairs in the
Yeah.
tower, still trying to
Yeah.
hash this out. And
That's
everyone's confused. Everyone's angry. And all the teams were actually planning on doing the same thing. They were all planning on pulling off and not racing and just
yeah.
leave the GRM cars out there as a
So
protest.
do you reckon that's why D'Alberto done it? Was he doing that thinking that the majority of other teams were going to pull in and do that as well, and he was caught off guard by that, do you think?
I heard them openly discussing it amongst themselves.
Yeah.
The
So do
teams
you,
were talking. The teams were all trying to work out what everybody's doing, and
because I
like we're about to
reckon,
go lights out, right? So we've had the grid walk, and about to go
yeah.
lights out, and I'm listening to like because I can hear all the guys that are working with the car, getting them in their
Yeah.
box and whatever, and they're still discussing it, and they're
Yeah.
going, "Well, Tony's going to do the on the formation lap. Tony's going to come in."
Yeah.
So everybody knew Tony was coming in.
Yeah.
And like Wall Racing were wanting him to race though. They wanted him just to race. We'll sort it out later. But
Yeah,
Tony personally made that call himself. He's gone, no,
yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah,
And
he
he's,
said that in his interview, so that it
yeah,
was his decision, not
it
the
was his
team's.
decision. Yeah, it was his decision. And, but the other teams were all saying, well, we should be making a stand. Like, we've got to show some unison here. We should all just do the same thing. Like, we, and everybody was, it was legitimately on the cards. They were going to pull out, which would have made a massive problem for Channel 7 and when you've only got three cars out there out of 13.
Your marquee race for the weekend only has, it's the 2006 Indianapolis Formula One Grand Prix all over again,
Like,
where you
yeah,
get
there's no one there.
a
So
third of the grid lineup.
everybody ended up racing. So whether they chickened out or whether they decided that they didn't want to cause the problem or highlight it or they were going to sort it out later or whatever, Tony's taken the stand on his own. And then we took off for race three, which turned into one of the best races I've seen in TCR for
Oh, it was an awesome
positional
race.
changing and contact and old school just hammers and tongs getting into each other, and Zach Suter punted bucking off the back straight, like claimed he had plenty of room. He left him
Oh, that
heaps
was
of room. It's
mental.
like, dude, you hit him twice going down there, and then you left the circuit, and then you speed back on sideways and broke the rear rim of
Well, the
Bucker's
other one,
car.
I don't know if you saw it. Another one I want to talk about was Tom Oliphant, the eventual winner of race three, was
Oh,
completely and
again
utterly
with Suter.
sideways.
Again with Suter. Again.
So he, well, actually it was Sudie, and he was completely sideways coming
Yeah.
down the front straight
Down
in
the
before
front
the
straight
hairpin.
into one.
I have no idea how that car did not just spear sideways and plow into a wall, but he pulled it straight and ends up winning the bloody race. That was
Yeah.
absolutely awesome. But
Well,
so,
this is his jam, mate. It's British Touring Car Championship all over again. That's how they do it over there. They just punt into each other.
So Suda definitely had a magnet for the HMO cars that race,
Oh,
though. So got them both and got one of them
like
fully
they stole his
eventually. So
lunch money or something.
but oh yeah, my God, what a race! And credit, I do want to give a shout out to young Clay Richards in that one, though, because he
I
came from
know, in the
sixth or
Cupra.
seventh on the grid, and I think he got second. So
Yeah, he did.
yeah.
Yeah, he did. I
And
think
that
Dylan
was,
O'Keefe might have salvaged for third.
he got third. He was sitting ninth at one stage with about
Yeah.
five laps to go and somehow managed to come third. But Clay Richards, that was an absolutely awesome drive from him just to come through the field and get himself into second. And once he got there, he pulled away. Like, it was first and second. Oliphant and Richards
Oh,
were
down the
gone
track,
after that.
yeah.
But for the battle for third was awesome. Like, as O'Keefe was ninth with about five laps to go and ended up getting third. That's how good the racing was behind him. So, it was just awesome.
Well, once Buchan sort of got punted, and then Suter went back a little bit, and yeah, it just turned into another battle pack. It was like crazy, crazy racing, and
Oh, it's so
it
cool.
reminded me of like the world challenge guys, you
Yeah, that's why
know.
I just love it. It cracks me up because you see all these idiots online so much. They're TCR little, 2 liter crap cars, shit racing. I'm like, mate, have you ever watched it? You've clearly never watched it. You've got this thing in your mind that it doesn't have a V8 and doesn't go rrr, and so
Yeah.
you're gonna choose not to watch it. I'm like, you're not a car racing fan. You're a loud noise fan.
Yeah, you're a
If
category
you're a
fan,
car,
yeah.
yeah, exactly. If you're a car racing fan and a motorsport fan, you would genuinely watch this category and appreciate it because their racing is awesome. Like, it's better than the supercars most of the time for actual racing, where they're trading places and bumping bumpers and things like that. It's heaps better than the supercars for the most part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is why I love this category. And I've been saying it for all last year. And when I started getting into it the year before, no, the last 2 years, I've been saying my track day experience at a speed series round is way more better, way more enjoyable
All the
than
speed series racing, like the TCRs, the Trans Ams, are just ballistic. Like,
which
they're
we're going to
just
get onto
absolutely
next.
mental.
We'll have a chat about the Trans Am.
And then the XLs, like, they're little buzz boxes, but god damn, the racing's awesome in them. The sports sedans, they're awesome. Like, that category, those cars are just mental. They're so
And I
quick
was
and they're just
watching,
awesome
even
racing.
in the XLs, I was watching these two guys battle each other all weekend in five races, and they were going for 12th and 13th.
Oh,
But
that's awesome.
that's where their level was, that's where their car speed was. But it was just those two, and there were cars behind them still, just making up the tail. But these two were literally just door to door on each other's hammer the
Yeah, it's so
entire
cool.
race, battling themselves.
That's awesome. Yeah,
And that's
if you're a
engaging to
motorsports
watch.
fan, 100% it is. Yeah, if you're a motorsports fan, stop just watching supercars weekends. Check out the Speed Series, go to a race event and actually get on. It's free to wear now. You've got no
Yeah, there's
excuses.
no
Get on there and
excuses
actually
now.
watch it because you are going to absolutely love it. Like the racing is awesome. Check it out. So
Well, that's
get off
cool.
your
So,
supercars high horse and give it a watch.
all right, we'll move through because I want to get out of here because I got to go for dinner with a noted celebrity of our world anyway. We're going to get him on the potty as well. He's going to come on the potty and we're just going to wait
That'll
for a
be
few things to settle down before we can start swinging some
fun.
hammers. But yeah, that's going to be a cracking episode. This is one you do not want to miss.
Yeah, I'll look forward
Coming
to
up
that
in
one.
the, we're just going to pick a time window a little bit later in the year.
Yeah.
Trans-Ams. So once again, Nathan Hearn's back. He's the big name back from the States. So he's come back to his old stomping ground.
He is, and might I just say, I don't care what anyone says, that Dodge Challenger is the best looking car on the Trans Am grid. Like, it's just an
Really?
awesome looking beast. I love it. I think they look smick as they are. So they look so much cooler than the Camaros and the Mustangs. I love the look of that Challenger.
Yeah, okay.
I know that's an unpopular opinion. Like, I think there's not many people out there, but I think that car looks
Well, I
freaking
did
awesome.
ask the guys up and down the lane about the three different body shapes, right? Are they committed to keeping that shape for the season? And they're not.
No.
They're not. And I said,
Oh, they're
so
not.
which,
All right.
so those packages, so you can have your Dodge, your Challenge, your Dodge, your Camaro, or your Mustang body over the top. And you choose. And I said, so how does the performance go on them? And they said the Mustang is the one that's in the middle. It's the best overall for straight line and cornering, like aero. We're not talking aero here. The Dodge, I think they said, was faster in a straight line, but
Yeah.
not as good around the corners, whereas the Camaro was better around the corners and not as great in the straight line. When you line them all up, like there's
Yeah.
a fraction between them, but it's not much.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
hardly at
It's
all. But that
milliseconds.
is
Yeah.
the differences. So the Mustang shell is the good compromise of like bang in the middle where you get both, the best of both as
Yeah.
much as you can. And I said, so if you had no budget problems and you know that you're going to a long sweeping track like Phillip Island, and then the next one would be possibly at like a Winton or something,
Yeah.
could you just change the shells? They
Switch
went,
the shell over.
absolutely. And they went, yeah, 100%. All you'd have to do is just put the mounting brackets on the frame and literally you just unrivet the front end and then you just take it off and then you can drop. So you can race the Mustang at this particular track because that'll be a better Mustang shell, or you can go to a Dodge shell for that track because that'll give you a slight advantage there. You can chop and change as much as you need to. You don't have to
Yeah,
be in the
nice.
one thing. And I went,
That's cool.
that's a very, very cool proposition. And I wonder
Yeah.
if anybody would seriously consider doing that. Jump. I have seen one of the drivers change chassis mid-season. Not chassis, sorry.
Shells, yeah.
Tops, shells. The chassis are the same. I have seen someone start the year in Camaro and then went to a Dodge.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, okay. But I didn't know if that was because it was a different car or anything. I said, no. So yeah, that's the thing. But yeah, Nathan Hearn got back. He didn't have it his own way because everybody else, while he's been playing in America, everybody else has gotten faster. So he didn't
Yeah.
find himself driving away from the front of this pack anymore. He was stuck right in the middle of the top. He was getting bashed and pushed around as well.
He was. Well, he did get himself to the front at the start, but then he picked a puncher up, and once he
Oh
went to the back of
yeah,
the grid,
that was also under
yeah.
a yellow, but he went down a lap, I think, when they hit the
Yeah, he
bullpen.
did, yeah. So because I think if he had stayed at the front, he probably would have been able to pull away, but as soon as he was back in the pack, he couldn't
Well,
find his way
I don't
forward,
know
so.
about that necessarily because you look at Jordan Boyce and James Golding, those two were on fire.
Oh, they were amazing
And
all
we still
weekend.
had like Ellie Barber and we had Todd Hazelwood up the front. Slatey had a little bit of a rough patch. He wasn't going like as well as he Pretty
Yeah, so
sure.
Moff was back
Moff was
like
off the pace. Yeah,
this
he
all
was off the
weekend. Yeah,
pace.
all
They were
weekend.
hunting for something there that wasn't quite
Yeah.
right. Benny Grice's car was like a dog. It was a pig all weekend. It just wouldn't keep straight.
That was
But
nowhere yet.
it was like he had 12-year-old tires on. Whatever they were trying to find there in the balance, it was a real handful for him. So he was well and truly off the pace. Nash Morris, we're used to seeing up the front. He was going backwards through the race at a great rate of
He was.
knots.
I'll be honest. I didn't actually know he was racing. I
Oh,
didn't
he was
actually
having a
see
rough
him on the
time.
television. Yeah.
Toddy Hazelwood was going fine till he blew a head gasket and then missed the next race out because of the time it took to replace it. Jackson Rice, same thing with his gearbox and diff, chewed the drive gear out of it and missed the second race on Saturday. He picked up some contact and closed over the breathers on the front of the car, kind of thing. So the oil temp was starting to climb through the roof because that's the air cooler, that's the intercooler for the oil,
Yeah.
and it's starting to like boil away. So the car goes into limp mode, it goes into safe mode, it won't let you kill it.
Yeah, no,
The
you can't kill him. Yeah.
ECU just sort
Shuts
of
down.
starts to clip it a little bit, so you got no top end. So
Yeah.
Everybody had a story, but the Trans Ams again, they're just bashing into Jordan Boyce was on fire. He was just on Saturday, he was untouchable. He
No,
just took
one was going to
off.
get near him. Yeah,
He
no one was going to
just
get
took
near him on
off.
Saturday.
Sunday was going to try to reproduce it, but he ended up picking up a mechanical and it sort of had to struggle with that. So it sort of he got back to, I think, third or fourth.
Yeah, well, he took second overall for the weekend, so he actually still managed to get second overall for the
I
weekend.
think he got another podium. Yeah, he got a podium on
Yeah, he
Saturday
did.
or
Yeah,
Sunday. Sorry, Sunday.
Jimmy Golding got his first round win, which was good. So good to
He's
see him get up there.
so all our supercars boys that are up there's like half a dozen of them in there at the moment, either been Super Twos or supercars.
Yeah, who have we got
They're
now? There's
Hazelwood,
Jordan Boyce,
Slade,
Hazelwood, Slade,
Moffat,
Moffat.
Boyce,
And yeah, so boys, Slade, Hazelwood, Moffat, and Golding. So yeah, there's five of them in
Golding,
there. So yeah.
and Nash Morris.
Oh yeah, Nashi's been in Super 2 as well, yeah, Super 3.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%. These guys have taken to the top of the field, and the guys that thought that they had it all covered, because like Nathan Hearn's back and Ben Grice, Thornborough, those boys just see all these supercars drivers coming, going, what?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
We're not moving over to let you pass. I give you the tip.
Yeah, no, that's it. These boys race for keeps, so it'll be good to see. But I think Hearn will learn from it, and he'll definitely come back stronger at the
Oh, but
Phillip
PI will
Islands.
be
So
his course too. PI will be his track. So,
100%. Yeah. So no, it'll be good to watch that one.
right. So that's
That's it.
cool. So let's just move a touch on now. Let's keep moving on. Trans Ams love them. So we'll get out of the Tassie. Yeah. So I eventually got home. I missed my flight again on the Monday. That's 2 years in a row I didn't make that 6:30 a.m. flight.
I was going to say, have you ever not missed your flight when you've come back from Tasmania?
Not from 6:30 in the morning. No, I've missed it every bloody time. So I had another day off work, unplanned. I was sitting in the long. Sorry?
Book a later flight. It's
Yeah,
not
but
that
I'm
hard, is
planning
it?
to go back to work. I was going straight to work from the airport.
Yeah. But
So.
surely instead of, you could book a 9 o'clock flight and miss a couple of hours instead of an
Well, this is the
entire
whole
day.
point of the 6:30 flight. I get back in Melbourne at 7:30, and then I get to work at about 8:30, and I can just, I'm only 1 hour down.
Yeah, but
So.
you don't get on the flight. That's
No. So I'm actually took a sickie.
the
More to the point, I probably shouldn't have been hanging out with my new best mates in my marshalling crew till 1 o'clock the night before.
problem.
So it might have been on me.
Yeah, well, I saw a Facebook message from you. I think it was about 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I look forward to that miss my flight post in
Yeah, give it another
the
4.5 hours. Yeah, missed my flight. Yeah.
so sure enough, woke up, checked my phone. Yep, missed
Yeah. Yeah, missed my flight.
it.
Okay, so we had a little bit of NASCAR on the weekend at Bristol at the Concrete Jungle.
We did the Coliseum. Yep.
At the Coliseum, and the new batch of Goodyear tires that were issued to all the teams didn't last
I think there's
at
a
all.
word for them. It's called shithouse, is what they are. So
Dale Jr. said that somebody pissed in the formula when they were making the molds. When they're making the rubber compound and they're putting in a little
Love
bit
it.
of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of resin, and a little bit of this, I think he said somebody's literally taken a piss in the formula. And
Yeah, they were
these things
shocking.
just destroyed themselves. They just shredded themselves, and then they were down to the cords, and then there's guys just spinning out left, right, and center and blowing tires all over the joint. They had nine cautions as cars were just not the standard normal rub and contact. These tires were just failing and just letting go.
And I'll tell you right now, you know the only reason they only had nine cautions? Because Bristol holds the record for the most cautions in a race, and it's 24 there, by the way. Fun fact. I know, right? The only reason they only had nine cautions was because the cars were driving so bloody slow to try and keep the tires
Get the
alive that
tires under
they
them.
weren't spinning out as much. So, because if they were going full pelt with those tires on them, they would have been dead every 30 laps, and they would have been spinning out, hitting the walls, taking each other out everywhere. So
Oh,
nine
more
cautions
so.
was actually pretty good, yeah.
Well, to the
But
point where NASCAR came down and gave everybody another set of tires because no teams had enough tires to finish the race. Like, nobody was going to make the 500 laps. It's
not a chance in
literally,
hell. Not a chance in
it
hell.
was a fact. It was just a
Yeah.
fact that it
Yeah.
wasn't going to happen. And
No.
so they said, "Oh, we're going to the truck. Here, everybody, have another set. Have another
Well, I was watching the
set."
race, and I think it was at about lap 167, 168, or somewhere around about there, the 170 lap mark. They said they were talking about it, and I went, well, they've got to do it because they said how many sets of tires they'd use, and I think they were four or five sets of tires through it then, and they're only at one lap 160 or 170. It's a 500 lap race, so I'm thinking if you use four sets of tires already, you're not getting to the end
You're
of the
not going to
race.
make it past
You're literally
350.
not. No, so they had to give them that, and even still, it wasn't enough. Like they got to the end of the race, and there was cars that were just dropping backwards. Like, you're gone. And you can't make another pit stop because you've got no tires left. Like there's nothing there. So you've just got
There's no
to
point
try.
pulling into because there's nothing there.
Yeah, you've just got to try and make the finish line. And it was quite literally the race was decided by the guys with the experience, the first and second guys in the grid are Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr. And that's because they know the track, they've got the experience, and they know how to manage their tires.
And they also took the low line where there was actually
Yeah.
some kind of rubber because the other two lanes, there was not a skerrick of
Nothing
rubber on
there.
that concrete. It didn't take any rubber whatsoever.
No. And
There was
that's not
only the
like
low
Bristol.
line.
Like, no, not. And Bristol's not like that. Normally, by about 2/3 of the race, or even a halfway through the race at Bristol, you'll see half the racetrack at least is
Just
black
rub it
with
up.
rubber. But yeah, just it wasn't doing it. These tires just were, they were marbling,
Running
and
on
they were
raw
sending
concrete,
marbles
and
up the
that was
track.
also
But
shredding off
yeah.
the tire. It was also tearing the
Yep.
tire off on raw concrete.
So yeah, they've got a bit of a problem on their hands. Goodyear, they're gonna have to fix that before they go back there later on this year.
Oh yeah, I
It's a
think there's
night
been a
race,
meeting.
so
I think there's a
yeah.
meeting.
Yeah, there's definitely a meeting.
There's a
But
meeting. There's a guy. There's a guy
yeah.
there that's, he's probably been scapegoated by now.
Oh yeah. Someone's getting fired.
But it was like watching Kyle Busch. He had more spins than a Vegas roulette wheel. Like he just kept going round and round. Every time he got back out, he'd just spin again on his own.
He was nowhere, and he's one of the best drivers of all time, arguably the best NASCAR driver of all time. So, for
And
him
Denny
to
Hamlin
not
already
be
had
able
a
to keep it.
wreck. Like he'd already been hit the wall earlier in the race and just recovered from that and got back onto the lead lap. Must have got a lucky dog on it and stuff. And yeah, there were cars all over the place. Anyway, that made for exciting racing for the fans because there's a lot of action.
It did, yeah. And there was what I think. What did you say? I didn't know that. 54 lead changes, I think you
Yeah,
said, which is a
54
record. So
lap changes. Yeah.
yeah. So
That's
that's
a
another
record.
NASCAR record.
That's a
Yeah,
record for him. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
then again, comes down to tires, like who's got something on them at the time. So,
Yeah, exactly.
anyway, that's all
Good
cool.
racing.
That was worth just noting, that they have their own issues over there with their equipment as well. They're also parity's still a big talking point over there with what they're trying to do with make the cars too similar.
Yeah.
NASCAR trying to bring in too much parity where the teams are going to lose a little bit of individuality, like we've got over here, the lack of individuality. So speaking of lack of individuality and blah, blah, blah. Let's go to supercars at the F1 GP this weekend and wrap this up. Then I can get out of here.
Well, just before we do finish that, just to let everyone know that Shane Van Gisbergen's doing the double at Circuit of the Americas this weekend as well. So he'll be doing the Xfinity and Cup Series races this Saturday and Sunday. So tune into Fox Sports KO wherever you got and watch him probably win a race, I'd say, because he's pretty good on those left and right circuits.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens if he can do some Chicago work and
That's it.
pull it out of
So now.
Kona.
Now that we've done that, that's a good segue after our left and right Shane Van Gisbergen. And now let's talk supercars.
Yes. So, very, very quickly, we all know about it. There's no fan access to the supercars paddock because we are the Hyundai XLs of the F1 world. We're stuck out in the grass boondocks, and no matter how supercars are going to try to spin it, it's just another black eye. I know they don't have any control over it, and they did fight to have it.
They
And
did, so it's not supercars as
AGP
yet.
have come back and said no, it's an OH&S issue, which I just think is a complete crock of bullshit. Because if it was, then that means every single grassroots racing and every single supercars event that has pit lane access, when it's open and it's not like constricted by physical problems, like at Gold Coast, where there is just literally no room at the back of the pits, that is not an OH&S issue when you're sitting way out the back in some marquee pits.
No,
Nice
it's
big grass
ridiculous.
paddock there. Garbage.
So yeah, that is absolute garbage. Taking away the fan access to the supercars, because let's be honest, there's a ton of people that go there specifically for the supercars. It's not just F1, they go in there to watch the actual supercars as well.
Yeah, but F1 don't
So
care.
no, they couldn't give a crap.
They
But
don't want anyone to go to the supercars and have a look at them. They
no.
don't want F1 fans, Australian F1 fans, to go over there and get interested in supercars. They're not interested in like giving them any
No.
kind of access at
No,
all.
they're pretty selfish, yeah.
Same for the
But
Porsche GTs.
the thing that shits me the most about it though is the taking away the pit access as well. So now supercars, like we're literally going back to a support category where we're doing 15 lap sprint races and no tire changes, no refueling. Like that's a and it's a points paying round. It's a championship round.
Which
So
is a waste of effort and time on everyone's behalf.
yeah.
And
So
then
yeah, I've got
when they didn't bring out F2 and F3, 100% completely relevant
Oh,
because
worth it because
we were the next category down.
we're the second tier on
But
the
once they
roster,
brought
but
F2 and F3 out for the entire circus,
yeah.
we're just sitting there knocking on the door, holding their pocket, going, can we please have a scrap from the table? Can we please have a scrap
Yeah.
from the table? Just don't go.
Yeah, which I do have to say I'm quite stoked that they do have F2 and F3 out here now. It's pretty cool that we've got all three of the Formula Series in there. Racing down here now, but it does create an issue for where does supercars lie in there now? Because
Well,
here's the
they're
thing,
still on
like
this bloody-minded, hell-bent attitude. They want to do up to three F1 events as a support category.
yeah, get fucked.
They want to go back to
Sorry for the
Qatar.
French, but
They want to go to Singapore, and they want to do Melbourne.
yeah,
They still think that they're relevant.
you're not.
But I did hear today that for the first time, supercars are going to be broadcast internationally.
Oh, they are actually going to be now, so it might be worth it for them this time.
Well, if you buy the access to the app, so it
So
won't
it's
be
not
on
on.
Sky Sports, but if you're
Yeah.
watching on the app that shows you every category, every session,
Yeah.
you pay your drug money to get on the, I don't know which provider it is, but there is a way. Like on YouTube or like a subscriber, there is a subscription service that you can, if you were overseas and you cared to pay for that, you can then watch the supercars round. It might even be on the supercars app itself as well when you pay your
It's still not gonna
membership.
be the audience that they're claiming, because supercars will use that and be like, oh, we're going to the international audience. Well, you're not. You're still not
No,
going to Sky
you're
Sports. You're not
paying.
going
You've
to
got another subscription service that you want someone to subscribe to on your supercars app, if it's a supercars one, and then you can watch that for like that race. It's not going to be on Sky Sports. So,
No.
live pit lane completely irrelevant when you don't have a pit.
100%.
So that doesn't count for
So,
this one. So nobody cares.
what are your thoughts for moving forward? Like, do you think they should go there? Do you think they should can it completely? Like, what are your thoughts on the future of supercars racing at Albert
Bin it.
Park?
Bin it. Go to
Bin it
Phillip Island.
completely? So I don't know if I don't know if I completely agree with binning it completely. I think it'd be cool to have them there,
To
but
do what?
it has to, well, it just has to be an exhibition round. It's
But
not
this is where
a,
we came from. We came from it being an exhibition round, and all the
yeah.
teams complained about having the cost of going to an exhibition round when there's no points.
But if they want, if
Because
they want to keep being there, and the fans, I think the fans do kind of want to see them there. If they want to keep being there, it can't be a points round. It has to be an exhibition round if it's going to continue the way it does.
teams won't want to put their cars in the wall.
Yeah, well, it's got to go then. Like, it can't be a points round. It just can't be.
420 lap
It's
super sprint races that will be time certain. So any
100%
delay,
time
either
certain.
starting from previous category starting late, it'll eat into their time because that's their buffer time for F2 and F3. And any incident on track that needs a safety car or a cleanup. And then a restart, we'll have exactly what we had last year, dude, like seven, eight
Not to
lap races.
mention, I don't think it's going to, but not to mention, if it rains, they have to red flag the race, take the supercars back to the dirt paddock, put the wet tires on them, and then get them back out again to potentially restart the race, which isn't going to happen because they're going to run out of time. So
Oh, well, that's a
if it rains,
consideration I hadn't considered.
So I don't think the weather's going to be average this weekend, but
No,
it
I
is
think it's looking
Melbourne, so
pretty
you
good.
never know. So,
It's looking
but
pretty good.
yeah, that's a possibility. If it rains, it's a red flag, and the race, I don't think it's going to restart
So
because
there's
you're not going to have enough time.
no capacity for the intelligentsia at the top of FIA and AGP and supercars to say, we will allow you to bring a tyre trolley down to pit lane and your rattle gun. And because if they can predict rain's coming for an instant, like for a just in case, we'll let you stack your cars here, like your trolleys here, and you can use the lane for a wet tire change.
Because that's what I thought. Why can't they just stand in the corner of an F2, F3 garage for the race with
Yes,
the, you know,
with a
with
set
a,
of wets on a trolley.
yeah,
That's all they
exactly.
need.
Yeah. But
Little air
apparently,
compressor, little air tank on the trolley, so they put the spike in, lift the car, flip the tires off, put them on the trolley, and then you're done. And then you can go back without the whole delay. But they're not even prepared to allow that to be an
don't think
eventuality
so.
if it was required.
Yeah, I
Oh
don't think
well,
so.
waste of
So,
time. Not interested in being there for the format that it's in now. It's no longer relevant.
no.
Supercars can stop holding F1's pocket and trying to be
Yeah.
something that they're not. Just focus on your domestic audience.
100%.
Get your shit right in your backyard before you start trying to pretend that you've got big shoes and stuff. So,
100%. Although
all right.
I am
Anything
looking
else?
forward to I am looking forward to seeing the F2s and F3s because I wasn't there last year when they first went there. So I'm looking forward to actually seeing them this weekend. I'll be there on Saturday, so looking forward to checking them out this weekend. That'll be nice.
Yeah, sweet. I'm there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm not there tomorrow because I'm going to Knot
Nice.
Fest. I've got a metal gig to do. I've got a Knot Fest. So we got
Nice.
a dozen or more bands
Nice.
coming over, metal bands coming over to play at Flemington. So I wouldn't
That'll
normally
be
say I'd
fun.
be able to hear it from there, but yeah, no, you can't. So
Nah.
no, I can't hear these cars. It'll be the Red Bull show again. We all know that barring accident or infamy,
It's a Max Verstappen show. Will indeed.
it'll be a Red Bull all over it again, and it'll be the scraps will be fought by
The Red Bull
Ferrari
and Ferrari. Yeah.
and
Ferrari will take the third place on the podium, whether it be Sainz or Leclerc, we don't know. And then Mercedes or Aston Martin will be just behind them, and then the rest of the teams will be battling it out for potentially a point if somebody
McLaren.
does crash in the top
It'll be
10.
McLaren and then who cares?
Well, yeah, McLaren are actually doing all right, so it might be, you know, maybe fingers crossed we get a bit of a surprise and see young Oscar up there, but
Oscar, get
we'll
up
see how
there,
we
mate.
go.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's funny how people talk about him being his home race. It's like you're kidding, right? How often does he get to race Albert Park? Like once.
That's it. Well,
Oh,
it'll
he
be
lives
his
in
second ever
Brighton. Well, his
time.
family live in Brighton East or something, or Brighton. And it's
Yeah.
like, this is not my home race, dude. Like, my home racetrack is not here. It doesn't exist.
No. Well, he doesn't live in Brighton anymore. He
No.
lives in Brighton. No. Maybe in the off season, yeah.
Monaco, isn't it? So anyway, good, looking forward to F1. It's car racing still, mate. I'm not too down on supercars. They can only do what they can do. It's not their control. It's out of their control completely. They're
Well, that's
making the
it,
best of the crappiest situation they've got. So let's just hope the cars just don't hit the wall and just get a repeat of last year, you know, finishing under yellows and just
We'll
no
see how that
opportunity to
goes.
race and just garbage, waste of time.
Yeah.
Worry about that later. So let's move on. I've got to knock this on the head. We're out of here. Win it or bin it. We just got a little handful there. We didn't do win it or bin it last week, so bring that segment back. I think you can lead off because you gave me a cracker.
Ah, so the first one, the love the win it or bin it. So I read an article, I can't remember where it was from, might have been a sleuth, that the Erebus Motorsport have given their team the go ahead to effectively win it or bin it this weekend. They've told them that they don't care if they put the cars on the line, they just want to see them back up the pointy end. So that is literally a win it or bin it, and I'm giving that a win it because I just want to see Todd and Jack go hell for leather. And to be honest with you, I think one of them's probably going to end up in a wall over it, but we'll
Oh,
see
we'd
how that
love to give
goes.
him
So
the Super Twos award for just send it.
that's it. So that was a pretty cool one. That's a quite literal win it or bin it from Erebus there.
That
So
is a
they've
win it or bin it. Just go out there. I don't care. We'll just fix the cars later. You've got to go and start winning now because apparently they make the fastest cars. Did you hear that? Apparently they make the
they do it
fastest
they
cars.
do apparently from what I've heard. So we'll see how that goes.
So let's see
Cars
what
aren't that
happens.
fast when they're in pieces in a concrete wall, but we'll see how
No. Yeah.
that goes.
I've got a bin it, missing flights. That's a bin it. I'm over it. It's getting stuck in
Definitely.
Aulani Airport for another 7 hours watching Netflix. Yeah, it was hard work.
And the other win it or bin it that I've got, which is a definite win it for me, is Gunther Steiner being on the Channel 10 commentary team for this weekend. So
That's going to be a
gotta love
cracker.
that. That's going to be absolutely awesome. Love Gunther. So be awesome. Well done, Channel 10, for getting him on board. It'll be great to see what he has to say this
Mate, I've never
weekend.
seen a bloke not do so well at all in the top end of anything and then become a rock star.
Yeah, that's it. Been
Like
back marker for an
the more
entire.
mediocre you become, the more cool you become. Like, I don't get
That's
it.
it. Oh, he's an absolute celebrity. So he's got more fame out of just about any other person in the Formula One paddock out of the Drive to Survive series, I reckon. So,
Well, for the right
he,
reasons too, not for the wrong
oh, 100%,
reasons.
100%. Yeah, love it.
No fuel drops, hopefully for the rest of the season, hopefully forever.
Win it.
Win it. We don't need them anymore. The
100%.
cars and the engines are so good. They're so close. We don't have Nissan Altimas or Mercedes in the field. So ditch the fuel drop. None of these rubbishy splash and go penalties when you're like 200 milliliters short of the bubble. So
Yeah, get rid of it.
that's
Get
cool.
rid of
That's a
it.
win it. No fuel drops.
No.
Adelaide Festival of Motorsport. Now, we don't have time to talk about this right now, but that looked like a win it to me from afar.
Oh, 100%. Like, I only saw little bits and pieces of it over the weekend and just snippets on socials, but that looks like an absolutely mega event. And Adelaide have really put it on, and they've gone to Melbourne. We'll stuff you if you're going to take the Grand Prix from us. We're going to have a motorsport event the week before the Grand Prix, so everyone can still be there and put on a show with the old cars. So yeah, big win it, and I want to
It
go
looked
there one
like a
day for
very
sure.
big success. And compared to Canberra of also, which I didn't go to nor watch at all, just saw the highlights, bits and pieces. The course that Canberra set up was so narrow and so tight and so constricted that it did not look like
It was a footpath.
well, it was a bike track, effectively. And there was a peloton of like lycra clad mammals going the other way. But yeah, that didn't look like it was a very well planned out section of track. Whereas using the
No.
parklands over at Adelaide and
Adelaide,
just using
awesome.
Wakefield Street just to join the two bits of circuit over there,
Yeah,
perfect.
awesome. Awesome, absolutely. And I definitely want to get over there one day and check that out for sure.
Yeah, I'll be coming with you, I think. I might go next year if it doesn't clash with other rounds of things,
That'll be
but
cool.
it's this time of year where everything's starting. It's round one for everything. So,
It is, yeah. It is indeed.
like Victorian State Racing was at Winton on the weekend, and it was a big, big stack with Brock Hamilton in the Formula Fords as he came out of one into turn two at Winton and just went a little bit too wide. And as that wall protrudes from the
Saw
bowl,
that.
Yeah, clip
That
the front
was a
and
definite bin at that one.
well, that's how you bin it. If you're gonna bin it, that's a bin it.
Yeah.
Wasn't even just sending it, just got himself a little bit out of shape, a little bit wide, and just couldn't pull it back in time and clip that proud corner of the
Slobbered it.
wall at two, and yeah, flipped on his lid, went for a slide.
Yep. Done.
He's all
That's it.
cool. Car did its job. Roll hoop did its job. He got out, went, oh, that's annoying, and went and started apologizing.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, Akura just put the car back together and went, yeah, well, you're good, mate. This is just stuff. You just buy
That's
stuff and
it.
fix that, but you know,
N
you're all good.
nuts and bolts, mate. Yeah, that's
Just
it.
walked away. As we see, these cars are so safe now. All forms of motorsport, these cars are so much better now, and drivers can have bigger and worse impacts and then seemingly just walk away with some dinosaur bumps and bruises.
Major
So,
accidents. Yeah. All right. What else
that's
do we have?
basically it. The last one that was not really motorsport related, but it's our sport related.
We
Xavier
had to
Coates
talk
for the
about it.
Melbourne Storm playing the Kiwis on the weekend.
The greatest try of all time. That was absolutely phenomenal. Not
To
just
win the
for a
game.
try, but for a match winner with
To
15
win the
seconds on
game with 20 seconds to go.
the
6 feet at
clock.
6 meters out, 6 feet in the air, getting bundled out of the sideline and just launches down and just plants that ball a fraction of a second before going into touch to take the win. That's it. Siren
His
goes.
in oh, as mental. His entire body was over the sideline. Every single
Yeah.
part of him, bar his left arm or right arm, was
Right
over the
arm. Yeah.
sideline, right arm.
Yeah.
And he got it down with there was literally a centimeter between his the ball hitting the ground and his left arm
And his left hand going
hitting
in
the touch.
touch. Yep. It
Oh my
was
God, that
that.
was
I don't know. I know it's only what, round two?
yeah.
Round three? Round two.
Oh, it's try the year.
That's already try the. I can't see anybody else doing something more spectacular than that, especially as a solo effort. So.
If that gets beaten, I will literally eat a sock. Like
Well, it's going to have to be Magnet. Man, if that gets beaten, I want to see what beats it. Like, that would be just
Oh
mind-blowing. Your face will melt if that gets beaten by something that's even
yeah.
better than that.
That was me. I've literally watched about 100 times and I'm probably gonna go and watch it again now that we've been talking
Yeah,
about
just like the bunker did. Yeah, it took a while.
it.
Cool. All right, mate. Well, that's it for our episode 33, the wrap up for Speed Series. That's the only racing we've had. And the preview of Supercars and F1, which is pretty much going to go to everyone's expectation. Hope I'm wrong. I'm hoping it turns into like spectacular talking points and some awesome racing and some crazy drama and just some off the wall stuff. We'll see
Yeah,
how we
prove us
go.
wrong. Prove
Prove
us
us
wrong,
wrong,
please.
cars. Prove us wrong,
Yeah.
cars.
Yeah.
So the next round coming up, obviously, is this week. And then Taupo in April. We've got like another 4 week gap. Oh, what else is boring in
Sorry, I
waiting
was
for
going to sleep, buddy.
supercars to have another round?
Well, that's all right. Luckily, we've got a speed series around before then as well. I think that's
We
the weekend
do, we
before in
do.
Phillip Island, so.
Coming down. So if you want to come to race down at Phillip Island and you think that we should be racing at Phillip Island and you complain that we don't go racing at Phillip Island, come on down to Phillip Island on the 12th, 13th, and 14th of April. Speed Series is there. They've got six national categories racing there. The GTs are there, like the Fanatec World
Yep.
GTs.
The
Trans
GT4s
Am
first round.
GT4s for their debut round, their very
Yep.
first round of GT4s.
I'm looking forward to that.
TCRs, of course, Trans Ams. What did I miss? TCR, Trans Am, GTs, GT4.
GT4s. What else is going to be there? There's one more category that's going to be there as well.
Two more, I
That's
think.
five. No, I
Four,
think there's
six,
five. Is there?
four, six.
G TCR, Trans Am, GT, GT4. What's the other one? Hey, buddy. We got a
Not the
friend.
Porsches. Is it the Porsches?
Oh, it is a Porsche. Yeah, it is a Porsche Challenge. Yep.
Oh, loud. Loud and
Yep.
annoying Porsches are there. Okay.
Just for you, Dave. Just for you,
Oh, dude, they're so fucking loud. Seriously.
mate.
GT4, TCR. Oh, the Radicals.
Radicals, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, it's Porsche Michelin Sprint. It's not the
Yeah.
Carreras. It's the Michelin Sprint. It's
Yeah, it's a
the
Michelin sprint. Yeah, sprint
Ah,
challenge. Yeah.
they're the 991 ones, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So
Yeah, they're not as
they're
noisy.
the quieter
Yeah.
ones.
Yeah, not as
Yeah,
noisy.
they're all right. And
Yeah.
the Radicals can zoom around in there. What is it? The Husky 1600 cc
Yeah,
Husqvarna or 1200 cc Husqvarna motor or something they got in there.
they're good though. They're fun.
They look fast, but they until you realize they've got a motorbike engine in them, you'd expect them to be doing warp speed.
Yeah, but they only weigh like 600 kilos as well,
Yeah,
so
power to weight ratio sort of is nothing.
yeah.
It's like a what it's like a grown up Formula Ford with some wings and
Yep.
some really crazy stuff. Anyway, that's it. We're out. We're done. I'll talk to you. I'll see you on Saturday. I'll see you on
You will.
Saturday at MotoGP. MotoGP, F1 GP.
Yeah, fine.
Once again, thank you very much to Game Life for sponsoring the show. Gamelife.com.au with Jason Sweeney. Get all your online gaming and streaming needs and check him out on his website. Go and buy all of your stuff there.
Yes, indeed.
Keep in touch with us on Facebook with Chat with the Hat. Come and say hello, join the page. Bit more shenanigans on there, not just the potty stuff, but that's where I put like my little adventures off to the side of the main pages. So you'll see me running around and doing little bits and pieces in there. There'll be little off the wall stuff, bits and pieces. I've got some extras coming up shortly, some extra interviews. Desperately trying to get a hold of somebody before one of the teams before the Bathurst 6 hour coming up in Easter. It's only a couple of weeks away. I've got somebody who is racing, I think, three, maybe four cars in their team. And I'm just trying to hook up an interview with that because their story is spectacular. It is so broad and so long and so varied what these guys do. And just waiting to hopefully just get that locked in. So I won't give that away just yet. Other than that, we'll see you then, dude.
We're done. Peace
See you
out,
later, man.
guys. See you.